from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State visits Hiroshima. John Kerry says he is deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of what war does to people, to communities, to countries, to the world.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The UN's envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truces between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels, who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. A three-day referendum for Sudan's Darfur region begins today, despite concerns from the United States that it would not be credible and would also undermine the current peace process. Now, the vote will determine whether the region will keep its five states or reunite as one entity. An estimated 3 million people are still displaced due to the Darfur conflict. This is VOA News. Russian